7:21 in other news and closer to home, police in Warwickshire are now going to be able to report, say that people will be able to report minor crimes like stolen vehicles and suspected drug dealing online. It's part of a new look website that's been launched by the police. We're going to talk to them a bit later on. They say it's more convenient for the public and gives them greater influence. You get the choice of dialing 999 101 or going online. Catherine Hadjimateo is from the Interdisciplinary Ethics Research Group at the University of Warwick and joins us on the show. Morning, Katharina.
Morning.
Is this a step forward or not? I'm finding it difficult to discern.
Yes, I think it should be welcomed, but with caution. The reason it should be welcomed is because, as the police say, it will be more convenient for some people. People don't bother reporting minor crime often, and that's a problem because it means the police don't have a clear idea about what's going on. Their crime statistics aren't very accurate, and so this would be a big step forward. The reason I say with caution, there are really two reasons. The first has to do with vulnerable people and other people who might not be comfortable using the online form.
Yeah.
Now, of course, if this is just an addition to other ways, the other methods of reporting crime that are already available, that's okay. But if it's going to slowly, creepingly replace these, maybe because it's cheaper to run, then I'm thinking about older people, disabled people, for example, people who are often themselves the victims of minor crime, like, you know, antisocial behaviour. That really can affect their lives quite seriously.
The vulnerable people who are more likely to be affected by crime are the ones who are going to be affected by this and that, and therein lies the tale. The interesting thing, see, I'm confused because I looked at the site yesterday and you're talking about filling in a form and I think you're right, but it actually says here that live chat is one of the options as well, which is where you actually talk to somebody, but you type it in. Do we know what form this is going to take online? Is it going to be an online form?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are different things. There's the online form and there's the live chat. Both of these are going to be difficult for older people to do, right? So if they're still able to call in or still able to walk into a police station, that's really important for protecting these vulnerable people.
Mm.
So there's the online form and the live chat. Another concern I have about these is how accountable are the people using these services? When you pick up a phone and you call the police, your number is registered. There's a trace back to you. And this is some kind of check on people calling up the police with bogus crimes, trying to frame people they don't like, or just trying to abuse and troll the police. If the online system is more anonymous, which at very first glance, I only had a minute to look at it, it seems that all you have to do is register an email address, then there is a potential problem there about abuse by the public or people who are hostile towards the police.
And what about this, which the thing that really shocked me in the first sentence of this piece here, it says people in Warwickshire now be able to report minor crimes like stolen vehicles and suspected drug dealing. When do they become minor crimes? Doesn't that worry you as well?
Oh, well, this isn't a surprise to me because I'm quite familiar with the police distinction between serious crime and minor crime. Ethically, unfortunately, the distinction sometimes blurs. So for police, there has to be a lot of money involved or serious violence for it to be a serious crime. But for people, for example, old ladies who are just being harassed, this really can ruin their lives, even though, officially speaking, it's just minor crime. Or drug dealing outside their house can be so intimidating to them that it really destroys their lives because they can't go around freely anymore.
But, I mean, you said, excuse me, you said it's got to be a lot of money involved. I mean, cars aren't cheap nowadays, are they? It's just like we're almost writing it off because there's an insurance around vehicles. And I just wonder whether now people will be worried about this and think, hang on a second, this car might have been worth £25,000 and you're calling this a minor crime?
Well, I suppose, I can see the point of that. I think the harm involved is one of the criteria used. So having your car stolen, if it's a one-off crime, it's not something that's part of a big criminal gang who are stealing cars and then taking them abroad and stripping them and selling them or whatever, that would probably be classed as a minor crime.
Would you?
The impact is limited. It's not that somebody's basic interests are harmed so seriously. Whereas, and this is an interesting one, if, let's say, an old lady is being consistently harassed by a grandson who wants her paycheck or her pension every month and is taking it from her and is stealing it from her on a systematic basis, even if the sums of money are quite low, the fact that, relatively speaking, it's a lot of money for this victim will also ratchet it up into serious crime.
Interesting. Katerina, thanks for joining us. Katerina Hadjimateo, who's from the Interdisciplinary Ethics Research Group at the University of Warwick. We've got the police on later to give us their thoughts.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.